Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Yo, 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 what's going on, you guys? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and we are here.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T, and we are chilling at the epic place to be. You know how I like to do it here at the Kickin' Spot. So let me tell you, I just had this really delicious smoothie. You guys have to understand that smoothies are so much better for you than, like, all that soda stuff. And this one had, like, some strawberries and stuff in it. Hold on, I have a little bit. It's, like, a little bit left. Hold on. I just had the last swallow. You guys, it was delish. It was. So I can't say what brand I'm drinking because you guys all had to jack me for my stuff, and y'all can't be drinking what I drink. But definitely make sure you guys do smoothies. They're really good for you. Over, you know, I mean, no, and not those fake smoothies, you guys, with all the sugar in it. Try something with less sugar, a little bit more fresh fruits and berries and cream. I guess some of you have a lactose intolerance to do something else. I don't know what to tell you. I love milk. Anyhow, good evening. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I also want to tell you guys that I had a friend, a couple of friends visiting recently, and the coolest part about having friends visit your town who have never been to L.A. before is it allows you to become like a tourist all over again. You start doing things in your city that you don't really do on a normal day-to-day basis. So if you guys follow my Facebook, you will see that I was at Dr. Phil's show last week, or this week. It was on Tuesday. I've never wanted to go to Dr. Phil's show. It was at the Paramount Studios. I had never been on Paramount Studios a lot before, but I was. And I was like, wow, this is what tourist people really do. And by the way, if you haven't been following my Facebook, know that Dr. Phil's show was, how do I say boring nicely? Can't think of a way. I just wasn't entertained. I have to just accept that I'm not his market. You know, he just entertains a different market. I didn't get it. And for those who do watch his show, is it just me? It doesn't seem like there's no real solution to your problems. I will digress. Anyhow, and then also, I want to start the show, you guys, by telling you that, unfortunately, I have just come to find out that my celebrity guest and book author Jackie Collins is going to be unable to be here this evening. Yes, she has the book out, A Power Trip. I am distraught. But the good news is we will be rescheduling. You guys have to check out this novel. It's really a lot of fun, and I can't wait to have Jackie on because I had a chance to meet with her and talk with her and hang out, and she is a really cool lady, and we have such an awesome time. So for those who are looking to hear from Jackie this evening, again, it's my deepest and sincere and my regret to say she won't be here this evening, but we will surely have her on a little later in the month. Well, March is coming, so we'll have her on the month of March, hopefully. Okay. Now, on happier news, I will tell you guys that I have been nominated for the Outstanding Internet Radio Host Award. Yeah, you heard right. I, T'Angelo, have been nominated. I know. Calm down. I'm excited too. What to wear? Oh, where was I nominated at, you guys ask? It was at the EOTM Awards, which is taking place August 4th, which is 2 days after my birthday. So to all you EOTM fans out there and T'Angelo Live fans, be sure we nominate and get T'Angelo to win. That'd be an awesome post-birthday party gift. And if for those of you who follow me, you know that I celebrate my whole birth month. And so the 4th is a perfect day for me to win an award for my birthday. Don't you think so? Anyhow, the EOTM Awards, as I mentioned, is taking place on August 4th. EOTM Awards creator Carla will be here this evening, but I'm breaking the news a little earlier than what my script says, but I'm excited. We'll get to it a little later. Tiangelo Live has Facebook and Twitter, you guys. Be sure to follow and like me. You can go to facebook.com/TiangeloLive or twitter.com/ And, you know, what is it? It's Tiangelo, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. It's Tiangelo. And then really quickly, lastly, I want to mention that Tiangelo Live has also started up an internship program. So if you or someone you guys know are interested in media communications or broadcasting, be sure to send your interest or resume to Tiangelo@TiangeloLive.com. That is Tiangelo@TiangeloLive.com. And, you know, present your information. We can get you going. And if you happen to be a correct candidate, we'll be awesome on the team. We have a lot of fun creating all the different marketing programs. And then if you become really good, you'll get to attend celebrity events. We do press releases. We'll be going to book signings and shows and so much more. I love what I do. And then our newest intern, he has actually gotten here and has been an amazing. He's done his work has been so awesome, you guys. I wish you guys had the opportunity. Well, you guys have seen his work. You just don't quite know it yet. But anyhow, he's had a lot of fun. He's gone to celebrity events. He's gone to red carpets. He's gone to book signings. He's everywhere, and his job is so well done. So we have to tip our hats off. And no, Veronica's not gone just yet. Veronica is leaving here with me soon, I'm sad to say. But she does have a close second following in her footsteps. So we'll break the story on our new intern soon. All right, with all that said, you guys, let's go ahead and kick this show into high gear. Let's get this underway. Here we go. Give me my smoothie back. Oh, I drank it up.
You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Spot. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, Tiangelo. Jalo.
Oh, okay, you guys. Hello, we have returned here to Kicker Spot. And now I'm your host, Tiangelo. And tonight, you are truly going to have a blast of a time as we talk to our girl, Carla B, and get all the juicy details on the EOTM Awards. And I don't know if she's done any other interviews just yet because I've been so tied up with this show. But we're going to try to get some good juice, you guys, all the good stuff. There's no backstage juice just yet, but I know I want to know who, what, where, when, and why. Forget the how, just the why. Anyhow, also, you guys, we're going to discuss. I'm sorry, I got a little tongue tied there. I was thinking, though, about the awards right now. I'm sorry, I had to blank out, but I was visualizing the stage, and I'm personally going to have to present an award or something. I mean, I want to be on stage. I mean, I should either sing or dance or do a jig, or I could just present an award. I mean, that's simple enough, I guess, right? Remind me to talk to Carla about me being on stage when she gets here. Okay, we got to figure out something. I need to go get it recorded on. Y'all recording the show, right? Yeah, I want to get her own digital saying it, so she'll be held liable if I take her to court. I mean, I know I'm loving her. She's my friendly and all, but, you know, business is business. Personal is another thing. And if I'm going to be on stage, I need it documented. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I so get carried away. All right, I won't digress. In the Celebrity Hub, we have Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Are they having a boy or a girl? And is their current magazine cover overly sexual? Our girl Anne Hathaway is living a dream. Chris Brown shares his deepest regrets. And Rihanna gets a restraining order. And then tonight, you guys, as I mentioned, unfortunately, Jackie Collins is not going to be with us this evening. We just found out a mere few hours ago. And she does have the new release of her book, The Power Trip, which you will want to check out. So you can order your copy now, start reading it, so when she's on the show, you'll know all about it. So go to TiangeloLive.com to order your copy today. We will reschedule and get her on the show, okay? So anyhow, we're now going to take a quick musical break. But when we return, we are going to cover this week's relationship tip. This week's relationship tip is going to be about quality time. And when we return, we'll be speaking to Carla B., CEO and creator of the EOTM Awards. We'll be right back.
You'll always be mine, sing it to the world. Always be my boy, I'll always be your girl. 30
give you all my affection. Every touch becomes infectious. Let's make out in this Lexus. There's no other love just like this. I like with you, I wonder, can we become love persona?
You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, girl. Let me love you, show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby. You'll always be my baby. Tell me what you want.
Sing it to the world. Baby, give me some.
Give me some.
You gon' be my girl.
I
wanna make it mine. And it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. Just mine and my baby.
It ain't no
nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business but my time and my bed. Are we back? Oh, hey, y'all. My bad. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. You're tuned in to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo Random. Okay. So, really quickly, you guys, relationship tip of the week is quality time is very important. We have to have quality time with our spouses, okay? It's just a mandatory thing. If you spend all your time just working and frolicking with other people, how can you build a successful relationship? It's all about investments. Wherever you invest your money is where your accounts, you know, build the best. Wherever you invest your time, your quality time is with the relationships that you will enhance the best, okay? Okay, so be sure to give your partner their own QT. It's quality time for those who didn't know. QT, okay, not some leftover time that you squoze out of the day, but actually plan something. Make it a point to where the two of you have an idea of what you want to do and do it together. Now, quality time does not have to be a night on the town. It doesn't have to be some big old extravaganza. It could simply be lying together or showering together or just sitting down together and talking and playing a, you know, game of spades or something, playing life on a game board or playing a computer game that you guys both enjoy that allows you to interact, not be completely usurped by the game. But sitting in front of television doesn't count, in my personal opinion, because you don't really enjoy each other. One of my favorite things to do for quality time, just so you know, is miniature golf. I love miniature golf. Or air hockey. Oh, I love miniature hockey. Okay, so that's a couple things you guys can do. Also, take a drive if you want. You know, just the two of you go for a drive down PCH, if you're in L.A., and just enjoy the breeze blowing through your hair. be appreciative. You know, really appreciate your partner. Really make sure that if you are dating this person, you know, if you're dating this person and you're calling them yours, make sure you appreciate them. Let them know that you actually care and truly need them, you know. If you happen to be dating a busy person like myself, really indulge in the time that the two of you spend together, okay? You may not get a chance to spend ample time together all the time, but when you do spend those quality moments together, you know, snuggling together or jumping on the trampoline of some sort, maybe the two of you happen to take a long drive. Just really take those times to enjoy one another, because if you're both two entrepreneurs on the move, E-O-T-M, if you didn't catch that, and you guys have to, you know, really find those moments where you can enjoy and be together one-on-one. And it's not considered leftover time, but it is that quality time where the two of you can kind of get to be yourself, free up, blitz your hair down, take your hair off and sit on the couch, whatever you want to do. But really, you know, spend that time together. And during your quality time, ensure you make it a point to let your BF or your GF know that they mean something to you. Be sure to say the thank yous and your welcomes and that little slight rub on the shoulder or the little pat on the head, that simple touch, that crest that no one else really gives them. Or when they get it from you, they just really feel the synergy between the two of you. Okay, that also comes with quality time. And lastly, I know a lot of y'all are going to be really, really guilty of this one. be sure to disconnect. That's kind of a new word in New Limb, you guys, about disconnecting, pulling your plug out, okay? No social media, no phone calls, emails, nothing. Really take this time to make it quality time with your partner, with your spouse, with your GF or BF. You know, with this time together, you are slowly building your relationship to be a stronger and more cohesive relationship. The two of you will fall deeply in love. And if you happen not to invest this time, you will slowly slip and fall out of love. It just happens that way. And in some cases, you won't even know that it's happened. You'll look up and wonder, why aren't we in sync? And you won't know what happened. It's because you've been in sync with so many other people, okay? So spend time with one another. If it's only 30 minutes, just make it count. And lastly, I'll just say this. It's not about the quantity of time you spend together. It's about the quality of the time spent.
Public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Okay, so we are gearing up to talk with our girl Carla B here about the EOTM Awards that are slowly but surely coming up. It feels like it's far away, but one of those things when you look up, it'll be here in no time, you know? But nonetheless, I want to go ahead and welcome my colleague, my co-host, one of my producers, and I'm happy to even say, most happily, I get to say, my friend. Welcome, Carla B., to the Kicking Spot. Yo,
hey,
yo, yo, Carla.
Up? Hey,
how are you
I'm
doing?
Happy to be with you. I am super great. I can't complain. Happy to be on the Kicking Spot with you tonight.
Why, thank you for coming out. I know from your busy, hectic schedule, you have to really shake them and bake them to get here, but I truly thank you.
Oh, no problem. I'm here for you, T'Angelo. Whenever you need me and anytime I can self-promote, I'm happy.
So I'm going to tell you, like, this event was already, like, exciting on its own, but
right.
While preparing for this interview, looking deeper into it, I became even more excited. And so I'm going to have to go all ahead and just start off. Yeah, she's flagging me down because I told her to remind me that
okay.
I need to be on stage. So I need you just go ahead and confirm right here on the Kicker Spot on the 28th of February while it's still Black History Month that we're going to make history with T'Angelo on the stage of the 2013 EOTM Awards. Boom.
You know I got you. We're going to fit you in some capacity, so don't even trip.
I got you. What does that mean? Because this is Hollywood. So that means you're going to have me in the back pushing brooms or something? What is,
We got you. We're going to give you your shine, definitely. It's all about the entrepreneurs on the move doing big things and in 2012, 2013, and beyond, and that's definitely you. It epitomizes entrepreneurship, T'Angelo, so you're definitely going to be in the house.
I'm crying. I just shed a single tear. Well, okay. Let me get back to work now. Okay.
Okay.
I don't even know what I'm aware.
I have
okay.
no idea what I'm wearing either, so we're in the same boat, T'Angelo.
Well, you have to have like four different outfits. I don't even know what you're going to do.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Speaking of, okay, so before I get on the exact topic, let's just go ahead and mention that your Oscar gown yeah, super cute.
Yeah, it was, unfortunately, we hadn't posted really great pictures of the dress, but it was definitely, Leontine did it. She knew exactly what I needed to wear, and when I first saw the dress, I was like, wow. You know, so
right.
I was definitely happy. She definitely did the dang old thing. Leontine collection is what I wore, and I was happy. So definitely
wonderful.
Go out and check out Leontine, y'all. You can Google her name, Leontine Collection, and you'll see all her beautiful designs. So she's doing some great things.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get into this. Let's talk about this award show. Okay. Really? So, like, really right now? Who does an award, like, who just ups and creates an award show? Like, where did the idea come from?
It's been in the making. It's been in the making for quite some time. We've actually, EOTM Media, we've done a couple of different types of award shows back
okay.
when I was in Atlanta. And I want to say it was like 2010, I think it was. We did the
okay.
Celebrating the Queens in Our Community, where we were highlighting women in business. So that was pretty cool. When I moved our PR firm to California, I definitely knew that I wanted to do something. I actually was chosen to actually run the Rising Star Music Awards late last year, and you know that was an award show for up and coming entertainers, and actually had to. I backed away from that, or I kind of dissolved. Yeah, reconsidered and dissolved that partnership because I knew what my vision was for an award show, and
mm-hmm.
I knew that whatever I got behind it had to be different. So the Rising Star Music Awards, they're a great organization, but I just had to, because it wasn't my vision.
Mm-hmm.
So after that Rising Star thing, I'm like, you know what, let's go ahead and put our EOTM Awards and get that together because, like I said, it's been in the making for some time. I've just been busy with so many different projects. I didn't want to tackle it because just a production of this magnitude is something that takes a very, very long time, and it's so much that goes into putting something
right.
like this together. So I was putting it on the back burner because of the commitment But when we actually in late December, we decided to go ahead and go with it, and actually spoke with a couple of my good friends and business partners, and we put a board of directors together and just start really, you know, putting our ideas out there. And we decided to launch the website in January. It didn't launch the day that it was supposed to. I think it launched like 3 weeks behind schedule. But when it did and finally launched, I think it was like the last week in January, it just took off because, you know, and everybody was really excited because it was a different type of award show. You know, I'm in California, and there's so many types of award shows, and, you know, everybody and their mama starts one, kind of like a corner store or something. You
right.
know, mom and pop
yeah,
store, everybody
yeah.
wants to do an award show, but so we definitely wanted it to be different. And
okay.
The EOTM Awards is definitely different, and that's why I think that it's gotten so much support.
Now, you're saying it's different just because, you know, it hasn't happened yet, so this is really going to be a new
Right.
This award show is going to be really new. So as far as the style of the show, is it like a Grammys? Is it like MTV Awards?
Well, no. It's definitely, you know, we're setting the bar pretty high. So the biggest award show in Hollywood, or the biggest award show across the country, is the Oscars. So we're definitely setting the bar Oscar-type type setting. You know, it's definitely
so it's going to be a formal dress?
Yeah, definitely formal. And when I say different, I guess I want your listeners to really understand what I mean by different, because
right.
it's the EOTM Awards, and EOTM, for those that may just be listening to EOTM Radio for the very first time, EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. So we wanted to create an award show to highlight and spotlight entrepreneurs of all genres. So, and we wanted to not make it like a popularity contest, because that's what the award shows now are. It's all about
right.
the most popular when you talk about the Oscars or the MTVs or any other award shows. So it's definitely, you know, highlighting entrepreneurs of all genres, all walks, and we're actually calling them like entrepreneurs. You know,
entrepreneurs.
You know, because of who they are. So entrepreneurs in business, entrepreneurs in entertainment, film, you know, authors, all of these types of people, you know, they're entrepreneurs in their own way. So we definitely wanted to highlight them, and then also bring together new media,
right.
mainstream media, and intermingling, so the different people, the entrepreneurs that have found success online via web series, found success via internet radio, and they've, you know, been very, very successful at it, bringing them together with mainstream people,
right.
you know, like the Tyler Perry's. Oh, my God, the nominee so far is just amazing.
Right.
It definitely is.
So speaking of nominees, just so you guys understand, for those listening in, if you happen to be an entrepreneur on the move, and we're gonna touch on some of the categories coming up right now, I want you to go ahead and know that the deadline to be nominated is June 14th. So if you're trying to get in on this, you got a little bit more time. You got a little bit more time to get your coins together, get those last few albums on the shelf. But these categories are amazing. I mean, you guys really touched on, like you said, a lot of different areas. When I saw the list, I was like, does it stop? Like,
right.
okay, does it stop? So, you know, the list is very, you know, you have a lot of different categories involved, mm-hmm. but could you share with us some of the highlighted categories, some of the, you know, maybe more popular ones so far?
Right. Okay, well, of course, in television, you know, outstanding actors in a drama series, award for best actor in a comedy series. We also have a category for daytime soaps. I've actually,
okay.
yeah, so... outstanding actress in a daytime soap. We have an online television category as well. Web series is so, so big
right.
that most people don't get the media attention that they deserve, so we definitely wanted to create a category for online television. So award for outstanding new web talk show host. We have
mm-hmm.
award for outstanding new Latino talk show host. You know, even award for outstanding variety, a series or special, and that's under the online television category. So
okay.
there's a lot of great, great categories, and the online television would be under that new media, you know, that's so popular
umbrella.
Right now. That's kind of, yeah, taken, you know, just full steam ahead with it for the past, like, 6-7 years. It's been really, really popular.
Yeah, a lot of people are just getting, that's how it is now. The networks are just seeing, oh, okay, the people are watching you. Oh, you're getting 50,000 hits every week. Sure, let's go with this person.
Yeah, definitely. We have journalism categories, outstanding journalists. We have a photography category. And we definitely wanted to create categories because my company is a new media company, which encompasses TV, radio, and public relations, as well as entertainment. And a lot of my colleagues are, you know, in new media. So wanted to – so all the categories, most of the categories under journalists and, you know, writers and authors, those nomination fees have been waived. So definitely if you know of somebody that has done legitimate work within the industry in 2012, that's basically the main criteria, is that there has to be some legitimacy in the nomination and
in 2012.
Yeah, because this is 2013 EO Tim Awards.
For the listeners, I'm going to go ahead and list a couple, you know, of the people who've been nominated already, because the list is just, your nomination list is looking very nice. We have Crystal Stewart, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for her role in Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse. We have one of my fun, and I love me some of this R&B diva right here. Some of you guys may remember Faith Evans. Yes, the girl Faith Evans been nominated for Outstanding Reality Star for her role in R&B Divas. We have the comedian Linnell for her for Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture Film, which would be comedy. That's my boy. Also, for you music fans, we have Diverse Pop Group, that's the name of the group, Diverse Pop Group, who was nominated for Outstanding Pop Group or Duo, and that's an indie group. So for all you indie artists out there looking for a good show to get show points for, get your accolades, people recognize you for your works, the EOT Awards is it. Then you also have your actress Kyla Pratt, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a TV Series for BET's Let's Stay Together. Now, I cannot believe, Carla, this one right here. I watched this show, and I am in love with Ayala Bonzant, who was nominated for Outstanding Talk Show. I am in love with Fix My Life. That show gives me life. It is awesome.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness, Carla. She gets them right together. And that show blasted off the charts when one of the girls from Evelyn from Basketball Wives was on there. Oh, my God. Carla, if I ever had a chance to sit down with you in a bucket of popcorn, that would be we need that. That would be the one. That would be the one right there.
Okay.
It's amazing because she's just great. And there's a few, you know, it's more and more, but I'm going to go down and say one of the ones I was surprised about, and I'm happy to say, hold on, was it two of them? Okay, no, here's my, not the surprise one, but this is one I wanted to mention. Congratulations to Lisa Ling, who was nominated for two EOTM Awards, Outstanding Talk Show Host for the OWN Network's Our America, as well as the Aaron Hatcher Humanitarian Award. And then also nominated for that award would be David Banner, who is also nominated for the Aaron Hatcher Humanitarian Award for his work with Heal the World Project. Carla, talk to us a little bit about this Aaron Hatcher Humanitarian Award. Where is this about? Where does this come from?
Well, it comes from one of my my PR clients. His name is Ron Hatcher, or Ron Anthony. His son was Aaron Hatcher, and he actually passed away about 2 years ago. He had he was handicapped with cerebral palsy, as well as another, I think it was MDA. He had both of those anyway. There's a It's a big case going on right now in Atlanta because he was allegedly murdered at the hands of teachers. So he was a disabled student and he couldn't speak or anything. And so it's a long story behind it, but the young man passed away a couple years ago. And so they're trying to get justice for Aaron. And he was a lively young man, despite being handicapped. He just had a beautiful spirit if anybody ever saw him. So we definitely wanted to create awareness just for what happened to him, which was the maltreatment of disabled youth within public schools in Atlanta. So they created, we wanted to, we're creating that. Thinking about the award show, we definitely wanted to do something to be able to honor Erin Hatcher, because we're continually trying to change, you know, make change and for better, make things better for the next child, the next handicapped child. So we definitely wanted to do that. And we wanted to be able to honor individuals that are trying to create positive change in the community. I think with David Banner, his what the organization that he has is, I think you said Heal the something. What did you say?
Heal the Hood. Heal the Hood.
Oh, yeah, it's Heal the, exactly. That's what it is. It's Heal the Hood. And he's doing a lot of the great things in the communities. And a lot of time people don't really hear about the good things.
Positive,
hip-hop
right.
artists. Yeah, you just hear about the lyrics or this and that, but you don't really hear about the positive things, and that's unfortunate. But, you know, our company, being a new media company, we definitely wanted to be able to put out, you know, the great things that people are doing. So definitely wanted to be able to, yeah, definitely. When I saw the David Banner thing, I'm like, yeah, that definitely fits with the Erin Hatcher.
Right.
And there's a lot of other ones. I think Yo-Yo, she has her school of hip-hop that she does.
Oh, you know about the school? Did you go to the event yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was going to go. Cuba Gooding Jr. was there, and Yo-Yo was there, and I was trying to make it, but L.A. traffic is horrible.
Yeah, it really is. So, you know, the Erin Hatcher Award is definitely awesome. And a lot of people have been nominated under that award. So I was talking to the dad the other day, and he was like, wow, I can't
right.
believe, you know, these people are nominated for the Erin Hatcher for my son. I'm like, yes, it's a beautiful thing. And,
it's a beautiful,
and I can
yeah.
imagine how it made him feel just to see that.
Okay, so that is amazing. So definitely, you guys, for all humanitarians out there, here's a chance for us to, you know, show appreciation for their works. Now, in creating such an amazing event, I know that there is a price tag behind everything, and I understand you guys are still accepting sponsors for this show, correct?
Right.
How does one become a sponsor?
Oh, thanks for asking, D'Angelo. You could definitely contact me, Carla B. My phone number is 213-290-3573. That's 213-290-3573. Or you can email me at PR, as in public relations, at EOTMradio.com. Or just go to the website, www.EOTMAwards.com. There's a Contact Us tab. You can contact me there, and I'll be happy to email you over a media kit.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And so for all the companies out there, it would be a great event to have your product and services put, you know, to put connected with. And then for those who don't know, as I mentioned, the show is taking place August 4th. And
right.
the venue is going to be at one of the hottest venues in L.A. right now. There's about three happening venues in L.A. It's either the Staples Center, the Live at Nokia, or the oh, my goodness, just forgot the name, Club Nokia. And
right.
this is taking place at Club Nokia.
Yes, it's a beautiful venue. It's
yes,
beautiful.
It is all things beautiful. I love LA Live. I was just down there last Friday for the Brandy concert. It was super cute. Anywho,
yeah.
so awesomeness.
Can I say really quickly?
Yes.
Before you make me leave, I was just on the Stephen Knight show on Monday. And I talked so much to D'Angelo, and it came to a point kind of like this when he was about to say his goodbyes and I didn't want to leave. I'm like, do I have to go? But I just wanted your listeners to know that
yeah.
if you went to EOTMAwards.com, there you can buy tickets now. So definitely you want to reserve your seats and just, you know, we'll have the red carpet, the award show, and then the after party. So you would be able to purchase tickets for just all those three things. Well, not the three things, but the two things, at least the actual award show and the after party. You can't purchase
okay.
a ticket for the red carpet, of course. But
right.
definitely, yeah, that information is there, www.EOTMAwards.com. And then you can follow us on Twitter as well as Facebook at EOTMAwards on both. And definitely you want, you know, connect with us via our social circle on those outlets. And thanks again for having me, D'Angelo.
thank you, Carla, for coming out and hanging here with us at the Kicker Spot. And we're definitely going to continue following the EOTM Awards and having all the happenings, get all the news as it breaks here at the Kicker Spot. So, you guys, thank you so much, Carla, for stopping by. I'm overexcited, you guys. I'm so overexcited that I have been nominated at such a what is going to be at a tremendous event taking place on August 4th. At Club Nokia here in Los Angeles. So if you're not in town, make sure you – if you're not in town, be in town. How about that? And I am hoping so much that I win. I'm going to have to figure out what I have to do. How do I stuff the ballot box or something? I don't know. It doesn't matter as long as I win, right? Okay, maybe not. Anyhow, you guys, for more information on the EOTM Awards, as she stated, you can just go to the EOTMAwards.com or the Facebook page, the Twitter page. It's all there. It's all happening, and people are tweeting about it, okay? So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all.
Girl, I wish you never left me.
Rolling in the deep. You had my heart and soul.
Girl, I wish you
love you.
Never left me.
Baby, I have no story to be told, but I've heard one on you and it's gonna make your head burn. Think of me in the depths of your despair, making a home down there my joy won't be shared. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it
all.
Girl,
I wish you never left me.
Rolling in the deep.
Never gonna fall. Rolling in the
you
deep.
Had my heart and soul.
Girl, I wish you
loved.
Never had left me.
But you played it with the beating. Throw your soul every open door.
Ooh.
Count your blessings to find what you look for.
Ooh.
Turn my sorrow into tragic gold.
Ooh.
Pay me back in kind and read just what you sow.
You're gonna wish you never had left me.
Had
tears are gonna fall. Rolling in the deep. You're gonna wish you never had left me.
We could have had it
all.
Rolling in the deep. You had my heart and soul.
Girl, I wish you
would
have never had me.
And you played it to the beat. Could have had it all.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's your boy, T. Angelo, and you are killing here at the Kicker Spot. So we actually have Dominic, who is one of, who is actually one of the gentlemen on the board for the EOTM Awards. So I definitely wanted to speak with this young sir so he can give us some more details on this event, because I want to know all the things I can possibly know to make sure I win. Oh, and make sure you guys enjoy yourselves, too. Sorry. My bad. Oops. So good evening, Dominic. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
We are having so much fun live and turned up as we're getting prepared for the presentation giving of my award for Outstanding Internet Radio Host.
I like that confidence, though. It's nothing much better than having confidence.
So how are you feeling about this show? How are you feeling about this award show and it's coming to fruition?
Well, I was telling Carla that in the most likely who I have to call Alaska Airlines to book just airplane for Alaska people that are coming to support my homegirl, Carla.
Just one, you can rate the whole plane, huh?
I have to. There's so many people that want to go down there to support, Alaska just said present. I mean, I think so. I mean, so far I can count 30 people that are going down there, but the list keeps going bigger and bigger. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs sharing the event. Some of them have been nominated, and it's going to be an amazing show. I just want to be down there at least 1 week or 10 days prior to the show to get my clothing ready and my home girl, Carla, and whatever she needs me. But I'm getting ready. I'm so excited. So, I mean, she will deserve it. She worked hard for it, and everything just happened for a reason. I'm just promoting, help her as much as I can from Alaska and showing my love all the time, and it's going to be a huge impact. So get ready because Alaska is coming.
So speaking of Alaska, speaking of Alaska, you also have the Alaska Fashion Week coming up.
Oh, that's another thing that Carla, she's been working herself off with the EOT Award in Alaska Fashion Week. She called me, I called her, we text, we Facebook. I don't know how many for a contact we communicate each other, because when she don't find on Facebook, she texts me. When I don't find her on Twitter or whatever, I call her.
Right. I've like that with sometimes with her, too, where you're like either on Facebook, phone calls, texting, and email.
Yes, we communicate. Right now we're communicating daily. I think we communicate more than 15 times per day right now.
Wow.
That's how busy we are. Because
does
we
it take all that? Does it really take all that?
But the thing is, like, when you put so much effort and so much thinking, because the thinking is the problem, where you have to create all the ideas and put it together and find the right people to deliver those ideas. Sometimes I got doubts and things that I want to do, and so I text her, hey, what do you think about this, and blah, 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 because we're working as a team right now. I mean, I'm so blessed that she's in my life. I don't have no word to express how grateful I am that I met you guys, because I met you at the same time that I met her, though.
Right,
so
yeah.
Are you ready for Alaska Fashion Week?
Yeah, oh, my, no, I'm not. I can't, no. I'm not ready. I'm trying to mentally pull my mind around it all. But the fashion was so amazing last year that this year could only trump that. And I'm like, how does he trump that? Like, what are we going to do next? What am I going to see? Am I ready? I don't know. I'm trying to be ready, Dom, but you guys are so amazing. I'm without words.
Well, I mean, like, the difference between last year and this year is that last year it was pretty much about my business partner designers, Carlos de Moya. But this year, it's more of the Alaska Fashion Week. It's more of getting a lot of designers together to see what style they bring in for 2013 and 14. And at the same time, just to, like I was telling you, on my last interview with Carla, I was telling that we were the worst dressed up. So I'm just going to step it up and put Alaska in the map where it says, oh, no, we're not the worst. So that kind of still with me.
Yeah, I see. You have a point to prove.
Yes. And like I say, I mean, every day I'm just coming with different ideas. I mean, it's just so many things going through my mind. I mean, time is passing by really fast. We're going to have Alaska Fashion Week apps, so where we're going to communicate with everybody within the app. So I have my team working on that right now. And, yeah, we're going to be down there, and also it's going to be connected with the EOTN Awards, EOTN Media Marketing, with all my sponsors. So they
going to
get connected with the Alaska Fashion Week app. So I think so it will be done within a week or 2 weeks. So just the other day today, and it's getting ready. I mean, we got some major names that hopefully I'm going to be announcing them next week that will be attending Alaska Fashion Week, as well as big designers. So it's amazing, but at the same time, there's a lot of work because it's taking all my energy.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm working with people that they kind of help me a lot, especially Carla. She's just been a blessing in my life. I mean, I don't have nothing else to say. It's a blessing that I met her because, you know, it's just like so many ideas. And, you know, like when I have kind of doubt, because there's a lot of things that you don't know, I just call her and ask for her opinions. And I know when she says something, it's coming from her heart, that she's not going to tell me or mislead me with any wrongful information for a failure. So that's why I'm just so blessed that I met you guys within the Mob Factory Fashion Show. So now the Alaska Fashion Week is bigger, better, and better. So I'm bringing it, and it's going to be an amazing show. I guarantee that. It's just, I'm putting my heart. And when you work with your heart, everything just come out perfect.
Yeah, well, we're definitely looking forward to the Fashion Week as well as EOTM Awards. Well, Dom, thank you so much for stopping by the Kicker Spot and giving us a little bit more insight about these events. And we look forward to continue to follow them on all the social medias because we're definitely looking for you. We are checking for you, and the Kicker Spot supports you.
Thank you so much. And they can also visit my website, www.alaskafashionweek.com. And they can leave a comment, they can send me a message, and they can text me, they can call me. I'm 24/7. Right now, I'm all about business. And any question, any suggestion, next week it will be the last day for designers to sign off. After last week, just about promo and just promo all the goodies that is going to be happening within Alaska Fashion Week.
Okay, well, there you have it, you guys.
And also, you know what, Carla and I were working also. We have a talent competition, Alaska Talent Competition. Oh, my God, this one is taking all my energy. It's going to happen on April 6th. And today, just today, I know 26 people that are competing.
Four.
And all the winners from this competition, they're going to go to the EOTN Award.
Oh, goodness, you definitely are. You guys are doing so many things. Y'all gonna have to. You need an assistant in a second. A whole assisting staff or some sort.
I do have like 9, 6, 8. I got 12 people right now working with me. And
good,
of course,
I
got Carla down there in Hollywood. I got you down there in Hollywood. So there's so many people working in this project that it's gonna be a success. Because I got great people working with Alaska Fashion Week, OTA Awards, Alaska Edition. All those three together with good things right now, I mean, it's amazing. I can know.
Well, we look
else.
Forward. We're watching you, Dominic. We are watching you work, and so we definitely are going to continue to follow EOTM Rewards as well as Alaska Fashion Week. Well, thank you for stopping by, Dominic. We love having you.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Have a great night down there. You listen. Hey, Angelo!
Yes, woo woo. Thank you, Dom. You guys hang out. We're gonna take a quick break right now. We'll be right back.
Bye.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Spot. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Alrighty, you guys, we're having a blast here. So, welcome back. Okay, so, you know, I talk about relationship stuff and what people be having going on and things and whatnot. So, I have this interesting conversation with a friend about text messaging. And, you know, when you're in the first stages of dating, you know, you get these text messages from, you know, typically it's a girl problem. You know, the girls get these text messages from guys. And, you know, you sit around trying to figure out what is a subliminal message. Is he into me? Is he not? And so what I want to do, I'm going to take a couple examples. I'm going to have one of my friends, G the G, has come on. my bro, who's awesome. I think he's just a man's man. He can give us some great insight on this topic. Because as we all sit back and talk about, well, what is he trying to say? What is he thinking? What is this? What is that? We are now just going to figure it all out. We are going to just give you ladies some insight on just about what we could be thinking, okay? So, yo, G, are you with me now?
I sure am. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, hanging in there.
Okay, so, you know, I've been loving your opinion sometimes, and you kind of have the bro man opinion. So, you know, chicks are, you know, wondering what guys are thinking. And so we're going to go ahead and help them out and give them a little bit of insight, okay?
All right.
On what text message, okay, what they could mean. So here is a text message the girl received, okay? It says, "Sorry, fell asleep last night. Can't believe you're outside and I didn't hear you. Come over tonight." And so the girls put, right, that's what he texted her. She says, "So I'm wondering, what do I text back? The deal is, I've been seeing this dude for 1 month. We were at different parties that night and agreed I'd meet him at his place after. I text him on the way over, nothing. Who falls asleep when a girl they like is coming to see them? But he still acts like he's really into me." Okay. So this is my thing right here. The question is he into her, is he not, or is the verdict still out? This is mixed emotions because after a party, we don't know if he was drinking or not. And so if he got home, falling asleep is kind of the first thing you do. And some people are hard sleepers. And I have a friend who will fall asleep when you're on accident, and it won't be that I didn't like you or anything. It's you earnestly fell asleep. So I'm going to say the verdict's still out because it doesn't mean he doesn't like her. Because he didn't text her. You know what I'm saying? He didn't text her when she was on her way over there. And so he could have been sleeping and she should have went. But at the last thing, if the verdict was a different one, I would say he didn't text her back because he had somebody else already in that spot.
That's the initial thought that a woman would go with, I would figure. But if I hadn't been in this exact situation before, I probably would see, wasn't it?
You have had the girl come over. You guys planned to get together, and you got home and fell asleep.
Even worse. We were on the phone having a conversation, and she was going to come over, and I dozed off while she was in transit. And she got there, rung the doorbell, and called, but my phone was on vibrate for some reason. I'm not sure. So I woke up like 20 minutes later, like, oh my God, what happened? And apparently she was outside for like 5-10 minutes, and then she turned around and went home. I called her. I wouldn't.
So were you that into her? Were you that into her?
I guess at the time, I mean, truth be told, it was like 1:00 in the morning, so I don't think that's necessarily the point. But if he had been more into her, he would have called instead of sending a text message after he stood her up. But I agree, the verdict's still kind of out on that one.
Yeah, he did text her with an apology. And then follow up, come over tonight. Ugh, booty call. Well, the voters said that 852 people said that he wasn't that into her, where 300 people said that he's kind of into you, and 268 people said the verdict's still out. All right, next text message. He texts me this. "I love you, but I have a tendency to screw up relationships." Is he leaving her? If she says, is he leaving me?
Not necessarily.
"I love you, but I have a tendency to screw up relationships." And you're saying that's not a way out.
That's a light way of admitting to having done something that you wouldn't want to talk to him no more for, if that makes sense.
So he's already done something bad.
Yeah.
And so, he don't want to tell her.
Right, that's the prop too. Like, if she don't say nothing or she goes the wrong way with the questioning, it could be a totally different conversation other than, you know, what did you do that would...
See, for me, I just think that... Okay, so the question is, what were we talking about? You know, how do we get to this moment? She's wanting to get together. He says, "I have a tendency to screw up relationships." I feel that's an out. Like, he's trying to say to her, yeah, we shouldn't do that. We should stay right where we are.
I mean, I mean, yeah, but I don't know. No, I don't think so.
So you're going to go with he's into her, he's not into her, or the verdict's still out?
I think he's into her, but he either cheats or cheated.
Okay. So last one is he texts this. Hey, sorry, have been out of town, but wanted to say I had fun too. If you're out sometimes, we should grab drinks. So now she's wondering. Totally can't tell whether the guy likes me or not. For background info, we've been out once, and that was nearly 2 weeks ago. I text him after our date saying, thanks. No response. Radio silence. Today he finally texts me, which is now 2 weeks later. What do you think it all means? My friend says he's just being polite. Okay, so hold on. Y'all had a date. You text him afterwards. He didn't say nothing. Almost 2 weeks later, he texts back, hey, sorry, have been out of town, but want to say I had a fun too. If you're out sometimes, we should grab drinks. Hell no, he don't want to be with you at all. First of all, the fact that he texted you 2 weeks later is a part of it. But the fact that he said, I had fun too, if you're out sometimes, we should grab drinks, that's not a plan. That's not even like, I want to see you. That's like, you know, if I have to bump into you at the damn grocery store, you know, we can, you know, go down a milk aisle together. Like, what? So I'm going to go, he's not into you, and you need to go ahead and not text him back ever.
Yeah, no, he's not into you, clearly.
Yeah, no.
I think that's the problem with text messages, because you could have a spontaneous thought, because that's kind of what the guy's doing, obviously. You know, he wasn't into her, you know, probably talking to someone else at the time or did get busy with something, but, you know, she's not a factor, so yeah, I'll text her when I get around to it. And then one day he's going out and he's like, I do got her number. I should hit her back because she did text me a while ago.
Or you're going through your text messages deleting stuff, and you're like, I didn't reply to this one.
What? Who goes through their text messages and deletes stuff?
I'll go through and delete people because there's too many. It gets backed up, and my phone starts running slow because I have people I text regularly, so they have 5,000 text messages in their section, and there are people I don't talk to, I delete them. Or I'll go through and make sure I didn't miss anybody.
You need to update because your phone's supposed to delete that for you after a certain amount of time.
After a certain number of days? Once you get to a certain number, it, like...
Yeah.
But, like, what if I'm talking to you for a week? Will it delete you after a week?
Well, it won't delete the contact, but it'll delete the messages in the contact.
Oh, well, I'll be looking into that. Okay, so you guys... Okay, so, that's what it is. So we're going to go ahead and say he's not that into her.
Yeah, I mean, clearly. Yeah, honestly, the friend was right. Yeah, he's just being polite.
Okay, so my last question is going to be this, okay, ladies? You've heard what the guys have thought here, okay? You've heard, you've got our opinions on them. Then my last question is going to be this, geez. Let's see what you have to think about this one. In the case if a girl texts a dude, whatever the text may be, and she doesn't hear back from him for 5 hours, half a day, the next day, does that mean he's not that into her?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you don't know what's going on, technically speaking.
Okay. So 5 hours the next day. How many days do we need to go by? Mind you, I've texted you, hey, just wanted to say what's up and we'll see what you're up to.
Well, all right, hold on. Let's say, because I'm a workaholic myself. Let's say she sends that text at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., right? I'm already working. I'm already in the studio. I'm working. I got stuff to do. I work until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. It would be inappropriate to text you then. So I end up, I go to sleep. I wake up the next day. I start my day, whatever. Oh, okay. I hit you back. It's like what, noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, who knows? But the point is, if I do that all the time after we're already established and have a rapport and relationship, whatever, then it's a change in character. But if we're just getting to know each other, I'm sorry, you're not that important yet.
Mm. See, yeah, and I personally agree as well. I don't, even to my own family, you know, I don't always get a chance to get right back to you. And it's like, well, you drove. Well, I don't text and drive all the time. And then it's like, well, you got home, and then what? When I got home, I wanted to lay down. Like, that's what I want to do, something for me, not reply to your text messages. So, ladies, there he is right there. So if a dude doesn't get back to you immediately, it doesn't mean he is not into you. It just means he might have a life that doesn't quite include you. So that's what I'm going to go ahead and say about that. Well, I mean, go ahead.
Before I go, but I would find it awkward if you text a dude and he texts you back immediately, like, all the time. That's, what are you doing?
Right. Why do you have so much time
to constantly check your phone?
Right.
But, hey, that's just me.
Yeah, I have to agree. Okay, well, cool. Awesomeness, G. Well, thank you for stopping by, helping us get some insight on that whole thing right there. That's definitely what we wanted to know, and I thought your opinion would be great, so I had to have you chime in on that one.
But, now we have to do. I like the setup. That's pretty cool.
Most definitely. Well, I'll definitely have you on again. Until next time, G, you have a good one. What are you doing anyway?
I'm about to get back to work.
See, ridiculous. See, these EOTMs. So much going on. So much going on. All right, kids, you have a good night.
All right, good night, man. Y'all take care.
Okay. You guys, we're going to go ahead and get into the Celebrity Hub really quickly. I'm going to give you guys some juice on what's going on in the world of Hollywood. Hollywood. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, the Celebrity Hub is next. Shh. Be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Kickin' Spots Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you're looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
Okay, you guys, so let me tell you, the buzz right now is on Facebook. That's where it is, truth be told. The buzz is on Facebook. I'm trying to hit up all the fam who writing to us on Facebook. But anyhow, Celebrity Hub, what is going on in the world of Hollywood? So we have our girl Kim and our boy Kanye, who, as we all know, is pregnant, okay? And so the question is, are they having a boy or a girl? Well, sources say they are having a girl. Surprise? Maybe not. A source close to the family says they're really excited to be having a girl, you know, to be welcoming to the planet Earth. But the real question is, do you think they'll be naming the child a K name? Will it be Kim, Kanye, and I don't know, what's another good K name for a girl? Katie. Yeah. I think I personally am going to say yes. They're definitely going to name the child with a K. I mean, realistic, if you think about it, it just goes with the whole family, you know, the Kardashians. It just rolls with the girls. And the Kanye, I think it'll be a great montage, just keep it all going. And to think, this baby is probably going to be one of the hottest dressed babies out there. I mean, Kim and Kanye seem to really be in love, and I think the child's going to be loved, feel loved, and be dressed beautifully. Now, in another story, you know, Kim and Kanye are on the cover of a French magazine with a beautiful picture in the black and white shot where you have Kanye holding what appears to be Kim Kardashian's naked body. But and people are going on to say that the cover of the magazine is way too sexual. And I'm going to have to go ahead and say, I get their point to a certain degree, like it's sexual, but I don't know if it's too sexual. It's nothing out of the norm. It's about, you know, they're naked and he's holding her, but it's the facial expression that Kim is making that allows everyone to think, whoa, this is over the top. And yes, it does look like she is creating that baby right there on set. But is that anything new? You know me, I'm not really that sensitive of a person, so I say it's a beautiful pic. Turn the page. Let's get into the rest of the magazine. And then our girl Anne Hathaway. You guys, Anne Hathaway, you guys remember Anne Hathaway when she first came out? Well, not very first, but I will go back to the classic film, Devil Wears Prada. Love it. Anne Hathaway has gone from Devil Wears Prada to winning an Oscar this past Sunday night, confirming her status of one of Hollywood's biggest acting talents, and it has an astonishing and powerful singing voice when she sung the song dreamed a dream. This 30-year-old chick has really been doing it. She took home her Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her her role in Les Miserables. She also got the Golden Globe last month as well. So I just had to let you guys know that Anne Hathaway is doing great things. I'm a fan of hers, and I think the fact that she is now definitely an A-lister is awesome. I'm a supporter, and big ups to my girl. She went on to say, it all came true. She's quoted saying it all came true, which was her dream, and she had a tearful, you know, little moment there. It was awesome. It was great. Then also, our boy Chris Brown. You know, Chris can't stay out the news. He just be in and all up and through the news. Oh, excuse me. I think I'm going to see. Uh-oh. Oh, excuse me. I couldn't hold that one back. But anyhow, Chris is in the news now for, well, nothing new, really, for his infamous beating of Rihanna back in 2009. But he is going on record stating his deepest regret of his life and the biggest mistake he ever made was the fight that him and Rihanna had that night in 2009. He told UK Mirror, sometimes you fight and sometimes you sprawl, but with the ones you love, and things get said, stuff spirals out. He added, but she loves me. What can I say? I'm forgiven. But yes, I worked hard for it. Now, Chris Brown, again, is well known for the whole beating of the Rihanna thing that took place the night after the Grammys. And he pled guilty to felony assault following the incident and was sentenced to probation and community service. And now, in 2013, 4 years later, they are back together again. Now, people have so much to say about it, but I say, who are we to judge? Half of us have been in the same situation. Half of us, you know, a quarter of us are still in the situation. And for other quarter, y'all may not have had to experience, God bless, and you can move forth. But, you know, things happen. It's not that it's good or bad, but you grow, you learn, and hopefully you work things through and you move on. As far as Seth Farland is concerned, he made a joke, a jab, at Chris Brown and Rihanna and the Oscar, and Chris Brown went on to say, people attack me and criticize me. It happens all the time, but they don't even know me, and they don't know us. It doesn't bother me anymore. Other people judge us, but what do they know? I'm going to have to go on and say, you guys, that I think Rihanna and Chris Brown are like the modern-day Bonnie and Clyde at this point. I mean, they're not robbing banks or nothing, no, but they both seem to be the bad boy and the bad girl. Mm-hmm. And while he's at the court talking about his deepest regrets, we got our girl Rihanna getting a restraining order against Chris Brown again. Well, no, not so much. Actually, it's against an obsessed fan who tried to break into her house recently. The gentleman's name is Stephen Barrow, who was arrested last week on Thursday after breaking into the home of one of Rihanna's neighbors. Cops tell us that the intruder, thought the home he entered was Rihanna's. He told the cops that he was invited. He allegedly slept in the bed thought to be Rihanna's and stole some property. Rihanna claims some legal documents. She fears for her safety. So the judge went ahead and ordered Barrow a restraining order prohibiting him to be within 100 yards of all things Rihanna. The funny thing is while this dude was breaking into Rihanna's neighbor's house, Rihanna was in Hawaii, so luckily she wasn't even there. And so now she's a restraining order against him. Oh, my God, I didn't know the whole crazed fan thing was still in. You know, I thought it was kind of over. Anyhow, you guys, for more information on these stories and others, you definitely want to just check out EOTMblog.com, and you can get these stories and many others, okay? And I'm going to let you know a great stories or insight that you can get from EOTM Blog is all things EOTM Awards. So as they continue to get new nominations in and the new happenings, you can go to EOTM Blog to get information. Carla also mentioned that you can get tickets for the awards show on there as well. So don't forget to pick up your tickets if you're interested in sponsoring the show. You can go to EOTMAwards.com. Okay, you guys. So, yeah, that's all I'll say about that. Give me a second, and I'm going to go ahead and pull this train to a close. Can someone give me a refill? No? We'll get the blender back out. Uh-oh, SpaghettiO.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host. The Kick It Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also like a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to tell me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah. The Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot. The Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry.
The Kick It Spot, 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 the Kick It Spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kick It Spot.
So, you guys, this has been another fun night here at this Kick It Spot. Thank you, Carla B, for coming out and chilling with us. Dominic, G, a.k.a. The Genius. It's been fun. And, again, you guys, my deepest regrets that our that the illustrious Jackie Collins couldn't make it this evening, but we will be rescheduling her show, so the details for that are soon to come. But be sure to stop by TangeloLive.com and pick up your copy of The Power Trip today. Next week, we will be visited by Andrea Adams Miller. We'll be talking about healthy relationships and healthy business practices. And then I've mentioned to you guys before, we have so many awesome guests coming up, so you want to keep yourselves glued into T'Angelo Live and the Kick It Spot, as we have Scott Levy, better known by his ring name, Raven. He was an American professional wrestler. He is also a producer, writer, author, and actor. During his career as a wrestler, he held multiple championships across the world. So Scott Levy will be visiting with us on March 28th for our segment, Salute to Heroes. The Salute to Heroes segment is brought to you by T'Angelo Live and the Veterans Supplemental Support Network. For our segments on the Salute to Heroes, it's pretty much an opportunity where we get professional athletes and celebrities the opportunity to salute our heroes and our military service men and women for all of their sacrifices and all the efforts that they, you know, exercise and give to us through their work and their efforts. And we want to say thank you to all our military, active and veterans. You know, just a way to give back, just to say thank you, just an opportunity to say thank you. So you'll definitely want to check out that show. We also have Laura Connery, who will be on the show, as well as Nicholas Black. And that's the name of a few people, but the show is definitely going to be filled, you guys. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of great content for you all. Be sure to continue to follow T'Angelo Live and listening to the Kick It Spot. All righty, guys. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Is there anything else I'm forgetting? I don't think so. I said thank you. I talked about rescheduling. I talked about next week. Well, other than that, guys, I'm going to go find out where this smoothie came from and get me another one. I know I keep talking about it because it was delish. So anyhow, until next time, be sure to experience life to the fullest. Just live. I'm your host, T'Angelo, and I'm gone.
Mr. Boy, welcome to the Kick It Spot. Mr. Boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying till the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.